Emma Southern's here. Her new book is A Rome of One's Own, The Forgotten Women of the Roman Empire. We've spent time with Julia getting even with Augustus, but now the empire in the first AD is the product of Augustus's strong-mindedness. I'll be fair-minded here. And he's succeeded by Tiberius and Claudius, and we all know Caligula, and then Nero, and then Nero commits suicide in a strange fashion. And it passes on to the Flavians. And what we're looking at here is that first century, not in Rome, not even on the continent, but in Britain. Roman Britain was about as far as you could get from the center. And yet there was success. Claudius conquers it. There are cities built up. Londinium is the one we know as London, Colchester and others. But there are Roman tribes that the English students I've met are very proud of. And there are two in particular, the Brigantes and the Iceni. The Iceni are close into London. The Brigantes are in the north. I don't know my geography that well, but I do know that the Brigantes are major importance. And they're led by Cartamandua, whom you've not heard of. You've heard of the other one, Boudica. So let us start with Cartamandia, because she understands, as a queen of the Brigantes, that the Romans are not to be defeated. They're to be pleased. And is that a popular opinion when she picks it up? Is she alone of all the tribes' leaders? Is she the one who understands that you can deal with the Romans? You don't have to fight them.
She is certainly one of the, I think it's probably a majority opinion, once the Roman kind of initial war of conquest, is pretty short. And then 11 kings and queens, submit to Claudius, when he has invaded in 43. And she is probably one of those, or her predecessor is. And a lot of the rulers of Roman, of kind of pre-Roman Britain, will agree, including Boudica's predecessors. So Prasutagius, her husband, and her what is either his father or her father, do originally work with the Romans, because the Romans do appear as an overwhelming force, in particularly in kind of southeast England, which is where Boudica is, and Northern England initially. They're quite keen on working with the Romans, because the Romans bring with them some quite nice things as well. They bring wine and gold and fish sauce and fancy olives and things that are nicer than what you get in Britain.
Peppercorn.
Exactly. Yes. Spices. Never had those. And so working with the Romans is not an unpopular initially. But it turns out that the Romans don't often want to actually work with the kind of native inhabitants of Britain. Like many empires, they just want to roll over them. Boudica is one of the ones that they roll over, but Cartamandua is one who manages to work with them successfully for a very long time.
Now, the stories are now being told by Tacitus, who is a moralizer, and he has an ambition too. He's not writing for Augustus, he's writing for Tacitus. These are the, and the story of Boudica and Cartamandua. You mentioned that Cartamandua is mentioned three times and Boudica only once, is that correct?
That's right. So Cartamandua comes up because she's around for much longer. Boudica has like a 2-year period where she is doing anything. And so there's a brief overview of her rebellion. But Cartamandua rules for about at least 2 decades, if not longer. And so
Rome at dinner parties with her enemies. Wonderful. However, we need to remind everybody that the English, and to my knowledge, the English schools emphasize Boudica. You have images of her everywhere. What is she to English children? What do they learn about her?
She is a kind of a representation of British exceptionalism, and of this idea of British resistance to continental tyranny, and then later she becomes a representation of the British Empire, which is a strange reversal of what she was actually up to. But she's taught about she's taught to us in Britain in school as a kind of how Britain wouldn't take tyranny lying down. We stood up against the evil Romans
and fought them hard until the final battle at Watling Street, which we don't know where it is right now.
No, we don't. No idea.
And Boudica dies, By her own hand, which is the Tacitus version? By poison?
Tacitus says that she dies by her own hand, by poison, which is his way of saying that she is, he likes Boudica. He thinks that she is strong and good. And so saying that she took her own life is for him a way of showing that she is unafraid of death and she embodies kind of stoic principles of honor in the face of defeat.
And that's important for the Romans and will be an important distinction between the Romans and the Christians who are coming up. But right now we must turn from Boudica and Cartamandua. We must turn to non-leaders, non-royals in the Roman telling. A Rome of One's Own, The Forgotten Women of the Roman Empire. Emma Southern is the author. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.